The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, 2025 is less than 40 days away, and if you're hoping to be driving a new motor with that 25-1 registration of some forecourt in January, the dealers are lining up to make you offers that they hope you cannot refuse. And the earlier you order for January, the better the deal is in a lot of cases. I'm joined by Ger Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, who's all the details. Ger, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, they're all at it. They're making you offers you can't refuse. There's all sorts of little presents, Christmas presents or Black Friday presents on the side to persuade you to drive a particular model.
There is indeed. There's everything from gift cards, vouchers, deposit contributions, low APR finance. Now, obviously, with all of these, Pat, they're not going to convince you to buy a car if you weren't going to. But definitely, if you're thinking about, you know, a few models, look at these, because one, an offer might persuade you towards one model rather than another. The one thing I would say, though, is check out the terms and conditions. We can't obviously go through them all here this morning, but do check them out on the website. Some of them are date-wise. You have to register before the 31st of January. Some of them are you have to register before the end of December. So just check those out. But there are some really good ones.
Okay, so what have you selected as, not to be missed if you fancy the particular mark in question?
Okay, well, gift vouchers seem to be the big thing. Harvey Norman gift cards are super value vouchers. So Alfa Romeo are offering those. They're very good finance of 3.9% across all models. And on any Alfa Romeo model, you receive a 500 Harvey Norman gift card. And Citroen as well have like huge amounts of offers. So if you're looking at the EC4 or the EC4X, you can choose between 0% APR, which again, Pat, is very good because you have to start think about the long-term savings with that, or a €4,000 deposit contribution. Plus, you get the added bonus of a free home charger, and they're throwing in a complimentary Clarence gift pack. Now, if you're not buying an EV, they have very good deals on petrol and diesel models as well. Again, they're offering 3.9% APR and a €500 deposit contribution. They also have 3 years road assistance and five-year unlimited mileage warranty, and they're offering 10% discount on car insurance with Aviva. So a lot there to
a lot going on there. I see the €500 Harvey Norman gift card. Fiat are offering that as well.
Yeah, Fiat are, again, 3.9% finance on HP or PCP, and they have deposit contributions of up to 1,500 as well. Also, Dacia, you know, they have that new Spring, the Dacia Spring, which is going to be Ireland's cheapest EV. It's 16,990. They're offering 0% APR finance on that and no deposit required. So that's an interesting one, because normally you have to put down at least 10% on the PCP. And Ford, again, have a range of good APR rates on their models. The new Kuga plug-in hybrid is 0% APR, also the new Puma, and then there's 3.9% on the new Ford Explorer. So again, check out those. There's a lot of those. In terms of the 500 Harvey Norman voucher, Honda are also offering that.
Yeah, and I see going up market, Hyundai are offering a 500 voucher which can be exchanged for Hyundai services or at Brown Thomas.
Yes, so you can do that. You can get that, or you can choose low APR, choose two attractive options, low finance rates or that. So again, that's worth considering. Jeep, again, have a complimentary home charger if you're going EV, or they have a 2,000 deposit contribution. And on petrol models, they have 3.9% finance. And Kia, again, they have a different voucher. They have a €500 super value voucher if you place an order before Christmas. And also an interesting one they have is on all new and used EVs and PHEVs come with a free home charger. So they're the only people that I know that are offering deals on secondhand EVs as well.
OK, moving on. MG have a prepaid digital credit card.
Yeah, this is an interesting one, right? This is with the purchase of any hybrid model. Now, interestingly as well, they have a very good discount on their electric MG4. It's available at the moment for €26,995. And if you place an order between Wednesday and Sunday of this week for Black Friday, they're also throwing in that €1,000 prepaid digital credit card for the MG4 as well. And just Lexus as well have a €2,000 hybrid trade-in bonus on their ES300 and their LBX. And Nissan has have a deal that they do, they've been doing that for the last few years, and it's all certainly an eye-catching one. It's a two-for-one deal. So if you buy a brand-new Juke, Qashqai or Nissan X-Trail this year, you'll be entitled to a brand-new equivalent 261 model next year.
OK, now, all the marques have various offers on. I'm going down to VW. We know that they're having some sort of a difficulty in Germany at the moment, and there may even be jobs lost there. But they're also revamping their model range for the 2026 year. The ID3, 4 and so on will all change. What have they got on offer to persuade you to buy VW in 2025?
Yeah, they have some very good deals, particularly on HP finance rather than PCP. Now, they do have good deals on PCP finance, but definitely if you're going HP, they have 0% on the Polo, 0% on the new Golf. They have some very good deals on their ID5 and ID4. Again, 0% finance there. And the ID7, 0% HP finance. And more or less the T-Cross as well, yes, so and the T-Roc. So they have them, again, just look at the difference between the PCP finance and the HP, but some very good deals. Elsewhere, Volvo have very good deals in the EX30. That's their new electric car. They have 1,500 purchase contribution towards that, and they also have a four-year service plan covering maintenance, service and wear and tear items. So that's, you know, one of those things that long-term will save you a lot of money. And they have a €500 contribution towards a home charger.
Okay. Now, all of these, you know, there's so many goodies on offer, but for people to make sense of them, we'll put them on our website so that people can look. But the most important thing is, I suppose, to look at the finance options. When you're getting 0%, that's attractive because the price is the price is the price.
Yeah, what you want to look at is the cost of borrowing, and obviously 0% reduces that cost. So, and always when you're looking at PCPs is look at the total cost and how much the entire thing is going to cost you, because you can often get persuaded by adding an extra 20 or 30 to a monthly amount, but that all adds up over the 36 months or the 40 whatever months that you have the deal. So just look at the total cost of borrowing also, and the lower the APR rate, the better the deal you're getting.
Okay. One other story that's kind of taken our attention is more than 24,000 vehicles seized from unaccompanied learner drivers since 2018. It seems like a lot, and I was thinking of all these cars being crushed, but that's not what happens to them at all.
No, they're impounded and then they're released subject to a fee. I don't think this is an awful lot, Pat. I suppose the big thing is that the numbers have been going up every year. There were 5,035 seized in 2023, and that was up from 4,305 in 2022. But the fact of the matter is, if you consider there was at the end of August of this year, 368,924 learner permits. And we know that there is a very blasé attitude to driving unaccompanied. So I'd say this is just the tip of the iceberg, to be honest.
All right. Ger Herbert, motoring editor of the Sunday Independent, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.